Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, right, Alan, who's late? Says one of the text messages. Yeah, it was me, actually, sorry about that. But,
do you know what? None of us noticed that it was a Thursday song.
No, I didn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. Not one of us. Me, Dom and Tina all sat here.
Do you know what? I wasn't even going to come in today.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That bad?
Yeah. Really that bad.
You sound bunged up again.
No, I am,
Like, you were on Monday, you were clear yesterday, and now you sound bunged up again.
Do you know what? I don't know anymore. Mm. It's just, this cold is ridiculous, but I'm not moaning about that. It's just, no, it's like, it's just, you know when you kind of get used to something? It's my life now to just have a cold all the time. You know when you get a bit like that? But, no, I wasn't going to come in today.
Why?
I don't know. I do know. I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay.
I can't talk about it.
All right.
Because I get very angry.
Okay.
Do you want to hit me?
No, it's not you.
Okay.
For one salad, okay. No.
Because the offer's there if it
helps. Or we could do hugs.
Or hugs.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
Group hug.
Hug or hit.
No. Do you know what? I'll tell you what it is. I hate the fact that I've been put into a position by Radio 1 and the BBC that I don't want to be in.
Right.
And I'm very, very angry. Very, very angry for being put into this position. And because of that, I can't tell you how furious I am. I haven't been paid. I haven't been paid for, like, since the end of July. And no one cares about it. No one's bothered. And I can't tell you how angry it's made me. I haven't been paid for August. I haven't been paid for anything in the month of September. And no one seems to care. And I just, yesterday I just thought to myself, why should I even bother hauling my ass out about 5:30 or 6:15?
And is this just an admin cock-up?
I don't care.
Because, I mean, I've had them before.
No, I have.
Where you know, something's...
2 months.
Something's not happened with the contract, and then you're actually owed 2 months, and...
Do you know what? But I just, why should I bother? If they can't be bothered, why should I bother? And I was texting my agent last night. I'm so angry. Because they've put me in this position where now I have to choose whether or not I go to work. Do I not go to work and go, do you know what, guys? If you can't be bothered, then I won't be bothered. Because if it was the other way around, by the way, if I went, oh, I can't be bothered to come in, then they'd go, fine, then we can't be bothered to pay you.
Mm.
I get that. If they can't be bothered to pay me, why should I come in? It's a two-way street.
Mm.
And what annoys me is the fact that I mentioned it to people this week. You know, fix it. Just get it fixed. It's a huge lack of respect to me and a massive FU to me for them to just not even bother.
Mm.
Oh, it doesn't matter, does it? Oh, it doesn't matter. What's the problem? You haven't been paid. Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, really? Do you think I can do this for free? No. I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love my job.
It must be a time of year thing because it was this time last year when...
It's to do with our new contracts. Some dopey... And I pretty much know who's responsible in this building. I even know the name of the moronic div who's wandering out. And I bet you any money, their ass is getting paid.
Mm.
But they're getting what they get. Have you been paid yet? Because you tell me that you weren't paid.
I have now, but as I say, I remember this time last year, and the reason I remember it is because I had a tax bill due, and I was in a situation where I didn't have the money in
That's
to
right.
pay it. And I know it was this time last year because it's due again next month. But I have currently been paid, but there was a gap again over the summer.
It's just like, you know, And Vivian texted me last night and she's going, you know, look, you've got to go and do the show because you've got to do the show for the listeners, for your audience. They haven't done wrong. It's not that they haven't paid you.
Which is true.
You know, and the thing is, you know, of course I'm going to do the show. I would never... I'd have to be fairly angry to not come into work.
Yeah.
But I'm fairly angry.
You sound fairly angry.
I really am.
Do
you know what? I don't need it at the moment. I don't need any more stress in my life at the moment.
Mm.
I just don't need it. And they know that.
Mm.
Yeah, they can't be asked. Oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, it's only Chris. It doesn't matter. Do you know what? I've just had enough. I can't. I've had enough. I don't need it.
Mm.
I don't need it. Every morning I'm in, like the rest of us are. I'm not saying I'm a martyr. All of us, every day, flogging it. working it every single day. We care about the show more than anybody else on this network. We work so hard. Oh, you've been paid. I don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Oh, man. Oh, imagine that. Hello, do you have your licence fee?
No, I haven't bought one. Oh, all right, then. Well, you keep listening. In your own time, sort it out.
I don't think so. So I'm angry because they put me in a position where I thought about not coming in and doing the show, and that's not right. That makes me angry that I got to that position.
But do you know what? As you said before,
I don't know, a lot of people will be thinking like, whinge, whinge, whinge. It's, no, guys, this, you know, it's not like that. It's just, it's a respect thing. And I'm sick of it. You know.
As you said before, you do the show for, you know, it's about everyone that listens, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, I know.
And it's absolutely right. It's not anyone's fault.
Some of the listeners are saying you should ask for cash up front. So if you like, I'll ask them to leave a little envelope for me every morning.
Yeah, but let's do it now.
Are we allowed to do that?
Andy Parfitt, Ben Cooper, Tim Davey, Mark Thompson. Right, seriously, what is it worth for me to carry on till, let's say, 7? A tenner?
I'll see what I've
got. So it's the same kind of situation when you check into those sort of...
By the way, it's more than a tenner. it is more than a tenner.
It's like when you check into those cheap hotels and you have to, obviously, you know, you have to pay it all up front because they're worried that you'll do a runner in the morning.
Right. I don't know those places.
Have you never been to one of them?
I don't know what you're talking about. No, but I might be living in one soon at this rate. If I can't pay my mortgage. Sorry for that. I'm not sorry for the outburst at all. Because I need to get it out of my system, otherwise I'll be angry for the rest of the show. Mm. You know, fine, you can dock me 5 minutes paid from this morning, that's fine. I'll give you that. Could you imagine if Terry Wogan hadn't been paid for 2 months? Could you would you ever think that would even happen? It just wouldn't, would it?
Well, I'd imagine.
Do you think they would forget to pay Chris Evans for 2 months and nobody would panic about it?
I'd imagine it's the same accounts department that pays all the presenters, so it could happen.
It's this place.
Do you think it's here?
It's this place.
Okay.
It's some idiot who didn't put a bit of paperwork through. Paperwork. Why should they even be doing paperwork for the fact that, you know, to pay us when we all get paid at the same day, at the same time, every month, and have done for years and years? I'll make sure you put in the next month, pay, just get it done. So I know it's here.
You know, much as you're frustrated and obviously you're angry.
I'm not frustrated or angry, I'm fine.
But it comes across as being frustration and anger. But in a way, the positive spin on that is the fact that what you've now done is all the texts coming in are talking about you and not talking about the football last night. So from a personal point, right, for me, I can see
that's
good
nice,
things
yeah.
in this.
Yeah,
that's good.
I haven't seen any yet. Chris Moyle Show.
It still amazes me, after all these years of doing the show, that people text in and just don't get it, right? It really does amaze me. A lot of texts are coming in now, a whole mixture of things. Stop moaning, would you? You get paid a fortune compared to most people. Must be really hard for you having a private driver and living as good as you do in central London, blah, blah, blah. You know nothing about my life. And by the way... What, because I get paid more than you, that means if I don't get paid for 2 months, I should just go, oh, well, harumph. And by the way, I slept on someone's sofa last night, so don't speak to me about my life. You have no idea, my friend. If you really have a problem with that, I'm telling you right now, I'll pay your licence fee to the BBC so you can switch off and listen to something else. Go read the Daily Mail, you miserable
fart. That's
fart.
Not a guarantee.
I will. I'll pay it.